Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. The Honorable Omar Sharif. Hope everybody living in health, peace, and blessings. Hope your family good. Hope your life good. Hope your mental good. Hope your soul good. It's time for the rollout of Get Real With Your Life Grill. Yes, Lord, I've been talking about it a bit. Not too many people have been paying attention, but yeah, I ain't even gonna say earnestly working towards this. I just knew it was the new maturation of what we gonna do. So, to that point, background. I be around, you know, from Discord to POF to the Kali to other platforms I be on. One thing I get is a lot of questions, and I'm in a situation where I'm finding out the why about my life now. Like, I'm doing a deep dive into my life to figure out why the fuck I ended up the way I ended up. Praise God, still alive, but a lot of questions. To that point, I get a lot of questions, and people always love my answers because I ain't gonna judge you. I'm empathetic as fuck. And I literally want you to win. So, Get Real With Your Life is going to be a new joint that I'm working out where I'm going to answer your questions about your life. Fuck me, I've talked about me enough. 5 minutes with me, scroll down, that's a lie. It's about you! So, you got questions about your relationship, your job situation, your baby mama situation, your familial situation, whatever it is, shoot it to me. I'm in the early stages of setting it all up, but this is going to be my new move. So when I do these motherfuckers moving forward, it's going to be answering your questions with my same 50 approach. Hope you appreciate it. But yeah, because I get tired of people being like, yo, Thieves, you give really good advice. Why your life so fucked up? Let me figure that out and work on that while I'm helping you with your life. So that way you don't end up in a position where you have to do 5 minutes with Thieves in case I get dementia to begin with, you know? That being said, one question I'm dealing with is, why is there a stereotype that women are more emotional than men? And I'm not going to say who asked it. Moving forward, though, like, yes, I'm going to say your name. I'm even going to set up a call box so you can call and I can play the questions. Like, it's going to be, like, well done. But my answer is, women grow up faster than men. They have to. Just think about it. Most women, and this might be a little crass, but we're women. Most women develop physically quicker than men. So you in middle school, junior high is the years where, like, you see the shift. I'll never forget. I had this chick, Erica Davis. And I used to walk home with her every day, like in elementary school. But, like, middle school, she got big. You feel me? Something in the water. I don't know, but yeah. So walking her home was different, but she picked up on the difference. She did. And one day, she was like, yo, you want to come inside? And at that point, I already know about doing it. Like, when we was kids, we didn't call sex fucking. We just called it doing it. And I was like, she want to do it. In my mind, I'm like, I like her too much to do it with Erica. Because I know I had an inkling that that was going to change everything. So I'm like, nah, I gotta go, you know, make sure my little sister good. Make some bullshit excuse to not go in the house with her. Fast forward to high school. She is already out there. And when I say out there, you niggas know, in high school, there were some women that was out there, meaning they fucking. And I felt bad, because I felt like, yo, maybe if I would have did it with her fucking that fucking night, that day, whatever, she might have not been out there, because I wasn't, even then, I wasn't a foul nigga. I say all that to say, somebody recently asked me, if I'm pressured for sex, should I say yes? No. But if you're thinking about having sex, think about who you want to be your first. Because your first will determine who your least. You feel me? Sex is one of the things that change your life forever, and your introduction to it will literally set the tone for the rest of your life. All right. Questions like that is what I'm going to be answering on Get Real With Your Life with the Honorable Omar Sharif. I look forward to this shit, man, because I love questions because it lets me know how people think and what they going through, what they life like. It takes pressure off of me thinking about my life all the time because my life is hectic. Unpredictable as fuck, but consistently so. It's weird. All right. The next thing I'll do before I post this is I'll create the email, the phone line, all that shit. But I want your questions, especially you collie niggas. All right. Listen to Dilla. Bezo. And shout out to Erica Davis, wherever you are, because that ass was fire. Like, how you got a fat ass and big ass titties at 13? What we doing? What was in the fucking water? Lord. Now that I think about it, I probably should have smashed. But I was never a thirsty nigga. I was trying to save myself from marriage. I was in the crisis at the time. Yeah. All right.